With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. After last year's lackluster winter, Boulder Junction was seeking new ways to bring tourists to the area. This winter, it's creating the Glide at the town's Winter Park. The Glide is an ice skating trail through the woods about 0.8 miles long. Henry Royer says his wife showed him a video from a skating trail in Canada last February.
A knitting friend had sent her a video of Arrowhead Provincial Park of the skating rink. And then she showed me one of Quebec, and I looked at it, and I immediately said, Boulder Junction has to have this.
There's already been a lot of inquiries into when it will open. A Northwoods Wild Ice Skating Group is hoping to hold events there this winter. Laura Birch is a town supervisor and the park board chairman.
Well, it's important for the economy to draw that group of people that they're talking about. That potential group would be very, very beneficial to the town businesses that didn't have that opportunity last winter. So we're hoping that this will help.
The town is still building up ice on the trail. Weather permitting, the town is hoping to have the Glide open on December 20th. A tree harvested in Rhinelander was lit at the state capitol today. The Capitol holiday tree lighting ceremony began at noon today. The Capitol tree is displayed in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol building throughout the holiday season. The theme of the tree this year is 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks. The tree was donated by Rick Burke and the Burke family from their home in Rhinelander. This is the second consecutive year that the Capitol tree was harvested from the Rhinelander area. The tree is decorated with handmade ornaments made by kids from across the state. Visitors can view the tree throughout the holiday season during visitor hours at the Capitol. Wisconsin's upcoming Supreme Court election already had high stakes with majority control on the line, but a judge's ruling this week restoring collective bargaining rights to roughly 200,000 teachers and other public workers in Wisconsin further intensifies the contest. The liberal-controlled court had already delivered a major win to Democrats by striking down Republican-drawn legislative maps, and pending cases backed by liberals seek to protect abortion access in the state and kneecap Republican attempts to oust the state's nonpartisan elections leader. Now, it could be poised to notch another seismic win for Democrats, public teachers, and government workers by restoring collective bargaining rights lost 13 years ago. Well, over 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers, and they serve as the backbone of the state's long-term care system. One organization advocating for seniors says the state could do more to acknowledge that. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Family caregivers often go without vital support, even as they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year, according to AARP data. The holidays can bring added stress to their already full plates, but Martin Hernandez with AARP Wisconsin says times like these are when important discussions should happen.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
It's estimated caregivers spend on average about $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses. He says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. Expanding the state's family medical leave law to include up to 14 weeks of paid leave is also needed, Hernandez says. 8 in 10 caregivers say they juggle interruptions to their work schedules, including having to change their work hours or leave early.
Oftentimes, there's different barriers, whether those are cultural or economic, where people don't necessarily want to see this as a transaction that has to do with their pocketbook.
Proponents also hope the state will prioritize the needs of caregivers and the state's aging population as they develop the next state budget, which could include adopting the Medicaid expansion. Wisconsin is one of 10 states that has not yet expanded its Medicaid program, which would extend eligibility to about 91,000 more residents. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Those looking to clear a driveway or sidewalk with a snowblower need to remember safety rules. Jerry Pizik, president of Jerry's Small Engine Supply Company, warns about the danger you could put yourself in trying to clear a clogged machine.
Never stick your fingers and hands into the augers when the machine is running or even stopped. Most snowblowers give you a stick to put in there to clear out snow and that. I've seen a lot of people with missing fingers where they got it in there where they shouldn't have, and it's usually quite bad.
Maintenance like changing the oil and lubricating moving parts should be done every season. Be sure the gas in the snowblower is fresh, or you could have trouble getting it to start. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Northwoods League softball circuit expanded by one team Wednesday when Wausau officially joined the fold. Wausau Softball Club General Manager Brianne Barta says it's a great opportunity for the athletes and the kids that watch them play.
I think it's absolutely wonderful that these younger athletes get to see, you know, what they can work towards.
The team will operate in much the same manner as the Wausau Woodchucks baseball team, with college players staying with host families while they get their innings in playing softball during the summer.
If they have college eligibility, they are able to come play with us for the summer, develop their skills and their talents. Games will be promoted the same way as their baseball counterpart.
A Name the Team contest begins Monday on the team's website. Details like coaching staff, players, and the inaugural season schedule will be announced in the coming weeks. The first year of Northwoods League softball had four teams competing in La Crosse, Madison, Mankato, and Minot, North Dakota. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.